Blog Talk Radio.
This is for every one of you out there. Have patience. Wait on the Lord. Just grab your neighbor by the hand and tell him, wait on the Lord. Tell him, wait on the Lord. Tell him, wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. The song simply says this. Sometimes in life, you'll find that you get in a hurry, but when you have assurance, no need to worry, you can wait, wait, wait on the Lord, and you'll see. Always his word to love, just trust in him. Don't be dismayed. Oh, and God says,
patience in time of trouble.
Yes.
Trust and believe.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You've tuned into the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. And I tell you, nobody can do you like Jesus can. How would you have more courtside? La, 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 la. Oh, we on fire for the Lord today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Again, this is the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. And I tell you, we're having a time already. Glory to God. We thank God for you. This is Bishop B.T. Bird, your host. And, of course, the co-host is Hallelujah, Pastor Peaches Bird. Are you there? Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to
God.
Hallelujah. Are you a witness that can't nobody do you like Jesus?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai.
Hallelujah.
And we just want to praise God and thank all of you out there. We appreciate you. We love you.
Yes.
There ain't nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do
about it. Glory to God. We thank you for subscribing to our request that you tell at least one person a day.
Yes.
That God loves them and that you love them too. Now, you can tell as many as you want, but at least one person, baby.
Yes.
Don't go to sleep. Don't go nowhere else. You know, until you tell at least one person that God loves them and you love them too. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Something to that person.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you that. It will mean something to that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some children that grow up.
You never hear a word.
And never hear their mom or dad say they love them.
Yes, that's true.
Jesus, hallelujah, glory.
Yes.
But anyway, we just want you to know this. See, some of you are doubting my word. So I got to do something to underscore what I'm saying about tell somebody you love them. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
I got to be first partaker. Is that all right with y'all out there?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, glory to God. So this is what I'm going to do.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. As I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I bless you.
May God bless you. And prosperity. May the blessings of Almighty God accompany you every minute of every day. And may the favor of God be upon you.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, as I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King, as I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I bless you.
I pray for your family.
Of the Lord.
The blessings of God be in your family, on your children. May the good Lord protect and keep them. Protect them from the evil.
The glory of the King.
And I really bless you with the blessings of the Lord.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I
thank you. May God bless you.
Blessing of the Lord. Yes, I bless you with the blessing of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King and the blessing.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Again, you join. Hallelujah, glory to God. Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you would share the housekeeping suggestions on this evening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, are you there?
Yes, that's good.
All right. Thank you, Lee. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you share the housekeeping suggestions on this evening?
Yes. Take out your Bibles. This is your textbook. And your pencils, your highlighters, your ink pens. Hallelujah. Take out your composition notebook so you can write out scriptures. A continuation. Hallelujah. You never know when God's going to drop something in your spirit you don't want to forget. You want to write that down. Take out your communion elements. Hallelujah. If you don't have the communion elements that we use in church, don't worry. Take out some bread, a piece of crackers, some juice. Hallelujah. So we can all take our communion together. Don't forget to redo your alarms for 6:55 tomorrow morning for praise and worship in the morning. Hallelujah. We had a time this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord met us this morning. He meets us every morning.
Hallelujah.
It's a wonderful thing to start your morning off with the Lord. And our Sunday service, our Sunday International Victory Service, hallelujah, is at 3 o'clock. We have an in-person, so we have a live service. But if you're unable to be with us at live service, please set your alarms for 2:55 so you'll be ready when we are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You'll be able to hear over the airways the saints of God all when we start praising the Lord. And you'll be one of millions as we are heard all over the world. Hallelujah. And don't forget to visit the ministry's website, rymmi.org, and you can go there to see what the ministry's vision and mission is. Hallelujah. And we also have a GoFundMe page. Hallelujah. You can visit Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. We are believing God for a lot of things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can be a part of that. You can, if you like, donate from $1 to $2.5 million. We believe in God for big things, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Even for the facility for the sanctuary and the dining hall and classrooms. Hallelujah. We believe in God for us to be able to minister to the homeless in the city of Baltimore, to be able to reach the millions, y'all, to reach the masses. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We usually have, on the second Friday of the month, we usually have men's and women's fellowship. This month we will not be having it because of an engagement that we have, but we will see you back next month,
hallelujah.
The second Friday of the month. Hallelujah. With Sister Minister Linda Blackwell and Pastor Maxine Lee usually joins me. Hallelujah. Well, we will be back next month. But everything else is still the same. Hallelujah. Thank you, everyone that was able to come out the first Sunday of the month for friends and family Sunday. And thank you to everybody that's been bringing your pennies, because we are still assisting Dr. Helene Russell in building the hospital in Uganda. Thank you so much for all that you do, and God bless you. Don't forget, when you sow into the Lord, you are, when you lend into the poor, into the Lord, you are, that's an investment. So name your seed. Tell God what you want, what you need. Hallelujah. And he will bless you. He will give you a seed and abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Hallelujah. He will not see you lacking anything.
Hallelujah.
You give unto him. Back to you, Pastor.
Praise God. The seed you sow is the crop
you grow.
Glory to God. And that's real, y'all. That's real. And God is blessing this ministry. And we thank God greatly for our new building and all the amenities and the classrooms, the office, the fellowship hall, the full-blown kitchen. And kitchen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The sanctuary. Everything that we need is
God knows what we need.
And we thank God. We will be moving into that building very soon. So keep praying for us and with us. And again, if you want to join us for morning worship every morning, 7 a.m., 7 days a week. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can call 605-475-4800. Again, that's 605-475-4800. And the access code is 759-849-pound. And you can also use that same number to join us for Bible study on Tuesdays evenings at 7 p.m. Again, that telephone number is 605-475-4800. And the access code is 759-849-POUND. Join us. Start your day off right and join us on Tuesdays evenings to have Bible study. You're going to learn some stuff you never knew was in the Bible, never knew about the Bible. You're going to have real Bible study. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. Hallelujah for what he's doing. And praise God.
Amen. Amen.
I just want you to know this too. If y'all want to drop us a line, holler. You can even call us after the service at 410-444-5152. If you want to register for our upcoming Institute of Biblical Learning, which will start its next semester in October, you need to call 443-416-1201. Hallelujah. If you want to drop us a line, you can write the Potter's House Church or RYMM at Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. Again, that's Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. God bless you real good. Thank you, Pastor Peaches, for sharing. Hallelujah. The housekeeping suggestions on today. Hallelujah. And you know, we don't start out our service. We don't continue to go further in service until we do this. See, somebody prayed for us when we wasn't even thinking about the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When we were doing our own thing. When we had an attitude of rebellion, our backs were against the wall, when we were in a tight spot, when we were laying on our sick bed, when we were troubled because we didn't have a job, we didn't have a place to, glory to God. Somebody, don't shock out of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody prayed for us. They had us on their mind.
Thank you, Father.
They took a little time to pray for us. I'm so glad they prayed.
Yes, yes.
I'm so glad they prayed for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. I'm so glad the preacher prayed. I'm so glad my mother prayed. I'm so glad my father prayed. I'm so glad my brother prayed. I'm so glad my sister prayed. I'm so glad the saints of God prayed. I'm so glad somebody prayed for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
So hopefully you're glad too. But anyway, as I share this song and play it in the background,
thank you, Jesus.
Begin to name the names of folk to put them in the atmosphere of blessings, because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches. And hallelujah. Deacon AJ and her family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Minister Linda. Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan and Danya and Tiffany and Bianca. And Coco and Faith, hallelujah. Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty and Little Kitty and Stephanie and Little Stephanie and Desiree and Monica and Julius and Joshua and Little Mitch and Pastor Mitchell Warren and First Lady Darlene Warren, hallelujah, glory to God. Sister Anjanette Harrison, Mother Dolores Harrison, Yvette and Rosalind and Ronald Harris, hallelujah, glory to God. Pastor Tom Swinner, First Lady Rosalind Swin, Apostle Margie Mercer, Apostle Dustin Harper,
Earl Thomas,
Lady Sharon Harper, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, Dr. Sharon Harper, glory to
Pamela, Kimberly, Honey, Earl Tavon,
hallelujah, thank you, Lord,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, we thank you,
hallelujah, Rachel Johnson,
hallelujah, Latrice, hallelujah, Tiny, hallelujah, glory to God.
Marina Jones,
another Dominica, still another Dominica.
Right.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Earl,
Gina, and
another Earl, and another Earl, and another Earl, and still another Earl, and
Gina
and another Tavon, and another Tavon, and still another Tavon.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, and Travion.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, glory to God. And,
hallelujah.
And Danielle, and another Danielle, and another Danielle, and still another Danielle.
Antonio.
God.
Hallelujah, and Dexter.
Pamela, and another Pamela, and another Pamela.
He's
still another Pamela. Hallelujah, glory to
Marina
God.
Marina Jones, Lil Dominique.
Another Kimberly, and another Kimberly. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Kind and Xavier Reen.
Hallelujah, George Duke.
Hallelujah.
Another Tavon.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory to God. But don't shut on anybody.
Even Emmanuel Bird.
Hallelujah, Pastor Niggas James.
On your bird.
It's Olivia James. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Seen Olivia
Bird. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lewis Wright, Pastor Viola Wright. Hallelujah, glory to God. We got your voice.
Thank you, Jesus. Alice Durn.
Oh, the QB Stevenson. Hallelujah, glory to God. I may have said that already. Hallelujah. Dominique and Justin. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another prophet.
Andrews, Yvonne, Yvonne Edmonds.
Hallelujah. Maxine Lee, Pastor, hallelujah.
King, Michael Lee. King, King.
Hallelujah. Hurl and Jim and Irene and Joan and Lil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Jasmine, the whole.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And next door neighbor.
And James again, oh, God. And, her,
and Lord God.
The mother. Oh,
Manny and
her
Paul and Mr. Balls.
Uncles and aunts.
Hello. And
everybody, the family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother, Norman Nevins, oh, God.
Ella.
The bullshit. Alan B. Wright, oh, God. Mary, your bullshit got in your face.
Yes.
Oh, bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Apostle Dwight Smith, hallelujah. First Lady Linda Smith.
Lord,
hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister
hallelujah.
Elder Orange. Elder.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tommy Orange.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Hail, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, oh God. Bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord. Oh, Lord, let signs and wonders and miracles
glory,
follow, Lord.
Glory.
Blessings, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Cover, Lord. Cover, Lord.
Another Christmas.
Blood, Jesus.
Another Christmas.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Quan Maxi. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh,
yes. Yes. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah,
you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name. Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank God for hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Placing the names up into the atmosphere.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Teachers, at this time, I need to ask you a question.
Hallelujah. What's the question, Pastor?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I really don't want to bother you too much, but I just need to ask you a question.
And don't bother me then, Pastor.
Bothering you? Okay. I need to ask you a question.
It'll be something easy that I know.
Okay. Why was 10 afraid of 7?
It's 7, 8, 9.
you get it right all the time.
Wow, Pastor, that was 21.
Okay, praise God. I know that somebody laughs and say, what in the world? Hey, we have fun when we come to church. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God has fun when we come to church. He said, look at my children. They have a fun praising me.
Uh-uh.
Hallelujah. What time is it, Pastor Peaches?
Holy Communion time.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's the meal that heals y'all.
Yeah.
It's the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these elements, oh God. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our text on this evening is 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. And every time, glory to God, Lord have mercy, every time, since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, and my wife is saying, when was that? Anyway, the bottom line is that when we talked about Holy Communion, we thought about make sure that we got our sins forgiven. And so we're going to do that right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we love your covenant names.
Hallelujah.
One of your covenant names is Jehovah Shidkenu, the Lord our righteousness and forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we all repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. In the text on this evening, it says to examine yourselves. And we do just that with the help of God's word. We comprehend, we understand, we're fully aware of what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Isaiah 53, verse 5 says, Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities, Lord Jesus. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, Lord Jesus. And with your stripes, we are healed. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes, we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5b says, you washed our sins with your own blood.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1, 14, Matthew 26, 28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Now your word says in the text on today, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, that means blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating, drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper which it was said. So we thank you for your word. And there's one thing you put above yourself, that's your word of God. Psalms 138, verse 2. So we thank you, Lord, for your word on this evening. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord Jesus. He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 3 says, God, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. For healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in.
Yeah.
We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Shakara de lobo, shakara yebuyara. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 15:26. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter, glory to God. Chapter 3, verse 26. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Psalms 100 says, we are your children. And the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed,
hallelujah,
he took also the cup.
Hallelujah.
And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. It's my new gifts, my new inheritance I'm giving you. And I mean it so much that I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
I wrote it in my
blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Glory to God. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. And Isaiah 43:26. God, you said, bring you in remembrance of what you said, that we may be justified. We are justified taking communion. Your word said, when I see the blood, somebody's wondering why we do a Holy Communion so much. Because God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep. And we thank you, Lord, for sweet sleep. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us as we travel in vehicles throughout the land. We thank you, Lord, for your protection. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us as we work and play, walk and talk, worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven.
Yes, yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing, fire, in
Jesus' name,
the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, makes to no effect, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
For Holy Communion on this evening. We remember you, Lord. And because of who we are,
yes,
and whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession this evening. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our extended family, our bonus family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry. We are gifts to the ministry of health. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. Mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
Hallelujah.
Bless you. They didn't walk over you. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on this evening.
Hallelujah.
We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Peters.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I done went past the children's corner. But we're going to do the children's corner right now. Is that all right?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Go right ahead and do the children's corner.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And look, if you want me to play the music, I can, but I don't have to do that.
Hallelujah.
But we done went a mile down the road.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'm going to give you a Holy Ghost-filled tongue talking, fire baptized. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Demon destroying, guardian of the word, guardian of the altar, and woman of the word, none other than Pastor Peter's Bird.
Hallelujah. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Hallelujah.
With the children's corner. Go ahead now.
We just praise God for another opportunity to come into the house of the Lord and to come before you. And what's been on my heart since last week is the young people of Baltimore City and the young people of our city. And I know it's not just our city, but the young people all over the world. But when things touch home where you are, it just bothers you. And I want to pray for the children. My heart goes out to the mother of the children. And it wasn't just one young man that got killed last week. I know three of them died. Three, and also two in school, and one was somewhere else. But still, whoever does the killing, their family gets ripped apart too. Hallelujah. And I just want to pray for them right now. My heart goes out to these parents. Hallelujah. And I wish prayer can go back into the schools. We need prayer back into the schools. Hallelujah. It may have to be a young person, may have to be a student to initiate it. Hallelujah. There was some of the schools can have been in the past as having Bible club and all, and then sometimes we heard about prayer around the tree. Young people, be bold in the Lord. Tell your administration, tell your teachers, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to call on the name of Jesus. Tell them we need to start having prayer back in school.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you know, for the ones that know the worth of prayer and know what prayer is doing for you, and knowing you have prayer in your house, in your family, while your parents dropping you off at school, you know that affects your fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much, and you know what God can do for you and your family. Let your teachers know we need to have prayer in school. Hallelujah. They'll hear you. They may act like they ignoring you, but God can allow what you say to go ringing in their ears at nighttime when they're trying to sleep. Father,
hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Lord God, we bring to you, Lord God, the young people all over the world, but particularly, Lord God, the young people of Baltimore City.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Oh, we need you, Jesus.
Thanks.
We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we need you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, we need prayer being reestablished in the schools. Father God, I ask you to go to schools with these young people, Lord God. Be at the doors. Be at the front door, the back door, the side doors, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Cover them, Lord God, while they're going into school. Cover them while they're in school, Lord God. No active shooting incidences, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, allow the teachers to be equipped, Lord God, in their mind to see things, Lord God, to overhear conversations, Lord God, to be on their guard, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we need Holy Ghost-filled teachers in the schools. We need Holy Ghost-filled children in the schools. Father God, we need administration to be same-filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Send your people,
set up your holy.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Who's Lord?
Name of.
In the name of.
Name of Jesus.
Oh Lord God, allow them to anoint the doors, anoint the windows, anoint the chairs. Hallelujah. Anoint the children when they come in, Lord. Hallelujah. The children don't have to know what's going on when you touch them. Hallelujah. When the teachers touch them when they come in the classroom. Hallelujah. The teachers need to get in there and anoint the desks and chairs before they even get in there.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, we need you. We can't do nothing without you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Lord God, touch these parents. Hallelujah. The ones, oh God, that have lost their children. Oh, God, touch their hearts.
Name of
God, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, not just the ones that's been shot, but the ones that did the shooting, Lord. Oh, Lord God, touch these mama's hearts. Daddy's heart. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Let them hold on to you, Lord. Let them cry out to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hold them unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
If they aren't saved, let somebody get to them, Lord, and give them the word of God. Oh, Lord God, you said if you be lifted up, you draw all men unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. Oh, Father, we praise your name. Lord God, you can do it. You can do it, Lord God. You can do anything but fail, Lord, and I know you can. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, you have a way that's mighty sweet. Hallelujah. Lord, you can do it. Lord God, you got vessels you can use. Hallelujah. The brook put prayer back into the schools. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, we have to give you a name to praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Lord God, I want you to bless the children from the head start to kindergarten all the way up to the 12th grade. Hallelujah. And the ones in college, too, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God. I used to work in the recreation centers, and before the children would get in there, hallelujah, I would walk the halls and the rooms with the Bible, reading the word of God, putting the atmosphere, putting the word of God and God's presence in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Anointing my hands and touching the chairs and the tables. Hallelujah. Going from room to room, touching the doors as I enter the building. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Saints,
hallelujah.
We have to be bold. The devil is bold. He doesn't care about you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You need to care so much about them that you have the word of God on in your mouth and you rebuke the devil from them.
Hallelujah.
You have to look him in the eyes and rebuke him in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Young people, I want you to be bold.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where I was going to share from tonight was Daniel 6. It was a story of Daniel. And there's a handwriting on the wall, and the king wanted to know what the interpretation of it was, and he was troubled. And his wife, the queen, said, "Why are you troubling yourself? There's a young man in your kingdom that can't interpret that." And she knew. When I read that in the verse 11, I said, "Oh, she had been watching Daniel." It said, "There's a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the living God."
Hallelujah.
"And in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father, made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers." Young people are watching you. They know what's in you. So therefore, be bold. Hallelujah. Don't take down. No, don't take down. Then Deuteronomy 28:13 says God will make you the head and not the tail. Speak up for God. Speak up for the Lord. When he called Daniel did the interpretation, and he told Daniel, I'll give you this and I'll give you that. And Daniel answered and said before the king, "Let thy gifts be to thyself, and give thy rewards to another. Yet I'll read the writing unto the king, and make known to him the interpretation."
Oh.
But after Daniel was given things, God exalted him. And in verse 29 says, "Then commanded Belshazzar
And they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold around his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be third ruler in the kingdom.
Uh-uh.
Hallelujah. He stood up for God. Young people, when you stand up for the Lord, God will exalt you. God will exalt you. Don't take down for the enemy. He ain't taking down for you. Hallelujah. Don't be ashamed to call on the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Be ashamed to tell somebody, oh, I go to church. I love the Lord. When I was in school and we had to go around and tell, they said, introduce yourself. Tell us something about you. Oh, my name is Willie Mae, and I love the Lord. I didn't care. They told us if I was a big country girl anyway. Let them think what they want. They could tell I was different. They tell I was strange. Yeah. Look, yep, uh-huh. Continue, look, yep, I'm strange, smart, on the road, and I love Jesus.
All right.
So therefore, you know what, young people, when your friends talk about you or whatever, you will be the one that they come to and say, oh, can you be praying for my family, please? Because my mother's sick, or my father done left us. Or this going on and that's going on in the household. Hallelujah. God will exalt you. They may talk about you. But you know what? When they able to get you by yourself, talk to you by yourself, you'll see the real them come out because they need what's inside of you. Even your teachers. Hallelujah. They know that you're different. Don't be afraid to shine for the Lord. Don't be afraid to be different. Your teachers will even see that your grades are above everybody else's. God will even bless your grades. God, the Lord will bless your grades. He'll bless you to be above everybody else in the class and everything. God will do it. And at the end of the year, you may even look back and say, didn't he do it? Didn't he do it? The word of God says he'll exalt you. You'll be the head, not the tail. God will exalt you. Hallelujah. Stand up for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory
to you, Pastor. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
God bless you, Pastor Peters. Here's a plan of action, children.
Hallelujah.
Three things. Get some tracks. We got tracks. Take them to school. Leave them around. Folk need to know the word of God.
Amen.
Find somebody who got some blessed oil. Soak your hand with the blessed oil when you go to school. And when you touch the doorknobs of your class,
yes.
You're putting the molecules of blessed oil on that doorknob. And everybody that follows you, the blessed oil is going to be on their hands some kind of way, even if it's just the molecule, it's going to be there. The word, we need to infiltrate, do the things, hallelujah, to make sure that God is in the schools.
Yes.
And then we can turn a meal down.
Amen.
And turn a meal down don't mean you miss a meal. It means while during the time that you would be eating, you're praying and praising God.
Hallelujah.
That's where to talk about fasting. It's not fast. Missing a meal is not fasting. You know, when the time you're supposed to be eating, you're blessing, praising, magnifying the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's real fast.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the Bible says something can only come out through prayer and
fasting.
We need to break the back of the enemy.
Amen.
He thinks he owns the schools. He thinks he owns the seat. But my Bible tells me that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and the world and they that dwell therein. And we are winners already in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor Peaches. And we're ready for the word right now.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches, for the children's corner.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit, O God, in Jesus' name. And Father God, Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow. And Satan, we serve you notice right now.
Hallelujah.
Push you from the room and command you be bound in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah for the harvest on the seed sown tonight. Thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we give you the honor, and we give you the praise, and we give you the glory.
Glory.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
I've been talking for the last two services.
Hallelujah.
About what zone are you in?
Yes.
I need to share something with you. You need to get your ink pens together. Because there's four other zones that we've been dealing with in our lives and we didn't realize it.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Love
you. We have a historical zone. You know, hallelujah, glory to God.
Jesus.
Four, glory to God. Before 533 A.D., they didn't have no A.D. and B.C. Years for names of people. Like Chinese, you have the year of the dragon, the year of the bird, the year of the chicken, all that kind of stuff. That's what they were dealing with in the Roman world. They didn't have numbers. So a monk named Dionysius says, I'm trying to get us so we can remember how to deal with Easter, how to be able to make sure we get that right. Now, this is so cumbersome trying to remember the names of people. Some folk can't remember the names of people in their family, let alone every year that has a name, don't have a number of names. So he came up with B.C., which meant before Christ, and A.D., which means Anno Domini, which means after Christ's death. And he dealt with that. And that was historical zone. We were either living in B.C. or A.D., so we're in A.D. But in 1615, a fellow named Kittler, that's K-E-T-L-E-R, said, we need something religious neutral. So he came up with BCE. This was back in 1615. BCE, which means before Common Era, and CE, which means Common Era. That took place, took the place of AD, trying to move Christ out. In the middle of the 19th century, Jewish scholars said, yeah, you know, I think we need to adopt that because we don't believe that Jesus was the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So they start doing BCE and CE. Well, that laid around, hidden for a little while, until that part of the 20th century. And historical scholars start using that, BCE and CE. Historical zone. Then you got something else called the time zone. There are 24 time zones in this world. There are four time zones in the contiguous United States. This was set up in 1883. Now, the reason for that was the railroad trains. Because people used to be, took a month to get here, a whole week to get one place or another. But when the trains, people would ride the train and they would get to a place at a time before they left. Because there were 144 different times in the United States.
Mm.
And in 1883, folks said, look here, we got to do something about this because this is terrible. And it caused accidents. Because trains would be on different schedules and using different times, and they would meet at the wrong time, at the same time, on the same track.
Mm.
So they came up with those four time zones. Now, in 1918, they expanded to 5 time zones because Alaska has its own time zone. But in the contiguous U.S., 4 time zones.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Amen.
Get that. Now, the next zone that we've been dealing with, of course, is the postal zones. We told you all about that. If you've been following us, you know 1943, postal zone. And then in 1963, the zip code, a zone improvement plan was enacted.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody lives in one zone or another. And then last is the life zone. And everybody lives in one of these life zones. The life zones. Twilight zone, the dead zone, the comfort zone, or the guard zone.
Yes.
Pastor Peaches, can you read those scriptures?
Yes.
That we didn't go through last time. Glory to God.
Can we start from the top or just?
Yeah, start from the top.
John 1, verses 1 through 4,
mm-hmm.
Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, Romans chapter 1, verse 17b, Galatians chapter 3, verse 11b, Isaiah 43, 1 through 3, and Isaiah 60, 1 through 3.
Amen. Now, somebody is saying right now that I don't live in none of those zones. I done zoned out. I shared this with somebody about Rene Descartes, who was born March 31st, 1596, and he died February 11th. 1650. The significant thing about what Rene Descartes said, and he was a philosopher and a professor and all kinds of stuff he did, a writer. He said, and this has come down through history, I think, therefore I am. Now, I said that to say this, if you are alive, you're in one of those zones. You're in the twilight zone, the dead zone, the comfort zone, or God zone.
Mm-hmm.
So that just ends that discussion, okay? The twilight zone is the imagination, the carnal imagination.
Uh-huh.
Ain't nothing spiritual about you. It's that carnal imagination that you do. And you're in the twilight zone when you done built an imaginary castle in the sand and you're living in it. You're in the twilight zone, baby. A land far, far away.
Okay.
You're in the dead zone. Dead zone ain't nothing going on. It really nothing going on. You have no reception. You done turned off the, you done cut the cable line. You done cut the telephone line. You done nailed up the door of your mind. Ain't nothing cooking in there. It's a dead zone. Dead zone means ain't nothing alive. You're dead to your sins. You ain't thinking about growing spiritually. You ain't thinking about meeting Christ and knowing him. You ain't thinking about none of that. You're in the dead zone. No reception. Then you're in the comfort zone. Comfort zone. You're comfortable. Less stress. You know, you're sort of like you're a cavalier, laissez-faire, and you adopt what Ray Charles said, just let it do what it do. I was all right. Oh, I'm feeling good. You're just floating on the ocean of life, and the ocean just take you wherever. Comfort zone.
Mm-mm-mm.
Then you're in the God zone. Steps ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. The God zone is the love zone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me go back. The twilight zone is powered by your carnal imagination. The dead zone is powered by absolutely nothing. Your comfort zone is powered by fear, distrust. And your God zone is powered by God himself, his love, his attributes, his promises. Which zone you want to live in, children?
God zone.
Hallelujah. All right, read that first scripture.
John 1:1-4. I went to Galatians. John 1:1-4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
Hallelujah.
Him was life, and the life was the light of men.
You want to have life. You want to have light. Because darkness is bad. Because you can bump into something if there's darkness around. You can hurt yourself or hurt somebody else. You can walk off a cliff if it's all dark and you can't see. But if you're in the God zone, you got sight. First you got Jesus is the light of the world. Then in Matthew, he said, I'm going to give you some light too. So you got a little light. You in the God zone, you got light. What's the next scripture?
Proverbs 3:5-6.
Mm.
Trust in the Lord.
Mm.
With all thine heart,
mm.
and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
When you're in the God zone, you trust in God, and he's going to lead you and direct your path. Don't lean to your own understanding. I tried to figure this out. You go to God and allow him to help you.
That's right.
Lean not to your own understanding, because your opinion and 50 cents, as I say, won't even buy a cup of coffee. Won't even buy a sandwich now, unless it's one of those, peanut butter cracker sandwiches, real little. That might bite one of them. I don't know. No, it won't even buy a pack of them. They probably cost $1. Have mercy. Won't even buy that. Okay,
now.
Lord help us. Read another scripture.
Romans 1:17b, the just shall live by faith.
In the God zone, you can live by faith. You say, why do you keep telling us that? I'm going to keep telling you until you start living by faith. If you call yourself a Christian, you want to seek the face of God, that comes by faith.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible said, what's that, Chronicles? The 2 Chronicles 7:14.
If my people
who are called by my name would but humble themselves and seek my face.
Yes. Sir.
The only way you can seek the face of God is through faith. He said, why do you say that? Well, let me ask you a question. Can you see God with your natural eyes?
No.
Well, the only way that you can see God, see his face, is through faith. God's zone is going to help you do that. You got to be in the God zone. Hallelujah. Go ahead, read some more.
Hallelujah. Galatians 3:11b says, the just shall live by faith.
He said, why you keep saying that? I say it. I'm going to keep saying it until you start doing it. You heard?
Hallelujah.
Do you understand the words that's coming out of God's mouth? The just shall live by faith.
Hey.
Go ahead. Get another one.
Isaiah 43:1-3. Thank you, Jesus. Behold. I'm sorry. Isaiah 43. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel.
Stop. Jacob, okay, sort of a rascal, stuff like that. That was pre-Christ, Israel is post-Christ. In other words, post-meeting God in his truth. That's the same person, but two circumstances. Israel got in the God zone. Jacob was in, what can I get? Who can I slip today? Who can I trick today? Who can I connive on today? Jacob, Dramaville. Israel, no drama, just God. Hallelujah to God. All right, go ahead.
Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee.
Hallelujah. God has redeemed. When you're in the God zone, you've been redeemed.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, fear not. You walk by faith.
Yes.
Stuff's going to happen to you. If you're alive, stuff going to happen. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Goes around in circles, comes again. Good, bad, and the ugly. Goes around in circles, comes again. It says you're going to walk through the fire. And you're going to walk through the flood.
Power on.
And it says something else, too. What was that?
You wish you.
Huh?
You walk through the rivers, they won't overflow you.
Uh-huh.
I'll be with you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that's by faith, because what does Romans 1:17b says?
Yes, shall live by faith.
What does Galatians 3:11b says?
Yes, shall live by faith.
Y'all got to understand this. You got to live by faith, baby. The God zone takes faith. It's powered by faith and favor. It's powered by love and blessings. It's powered by the Holy Ghost, by the blood of the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Go ahead, read some more.
Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 60:1-3. Arise.
All right now.
Arise. For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising.
The God zone.
Hallelujah.
You're going to be elevated. Yes, it's going to take faith. And faith, there's a little stress because your flesh don't want to go there sometimes. But you got to rebuke your, put your flesh under subjection and say, you got to be like Esther.
Hallelujah.
If I perish, let me perish, but I'm going to see the king. I got to save my people. I got to save my family. I got to save the entire generation. Hallelujah. Arise and shine. Jesus has turned the light on. He's the light of the world.
Yes, he is.
In the God zone, there's light, and the light is Jesus.
Yes, thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Go ahead. Read some more.
That was the last scripture.
That was the last. I finished?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, it's important for folk to understand. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
That the word of God is true.
Yes.
Fact. And the zone that you ought to be living in is the God zone.
Amen.
Not the twilight zone.
Amen. That's right.
Not the dead zone.
Wake up, saints. Wake
Not
up.
Even your comfort zone.
Mm.
It's the God zone. Yes, I know we have other zones, you know, the historical zone. I know it's CE, the common era, or AD, after the death of Christ. Hallelujah. We living in that. I understand that. I know it talks about time zone. We in the eastern time zone. There's a mountain in that central and that Pacific. You know, of course, Alaska got their own zone, the Alaska zone. Hallelujah. You do understand that. Hallelujah. And we in a postal zone. I know each of us got a postal zone. Hallelujah. Some of us are in the same postal zones. Hallelujah. But there's one zone that we all need to be living in.
Amen.
And what zone is that, Pastor Peaches?
The God zone.
The God zone. So if you ever hear somebody talking about the God zone, you know what they're talking about. Look here. Y'all got to press on.
Amen, yes.
Y'all got pressing on. See, you're not in the God zone when you say, I'm holding on. Holding on, you're standing in one spot. Pressing on, you're moving on.
Hmm.
Do you know what? Here's the world rotating for 1 second. Every man, woman, boy, girl, everything, every living thing on this world would stop. The world is not holding on. It's pressing on. They tell me, I've forgotten how fast they say it's going, but it's going real fast. 800-some, rotating 800-some miles per second. I don't know. But I want you to know, you got to press on, y'all. Yes, get out of your comfort zone. I know it's less stress, man. You know what? So a lot of people is less stress just to stay in the house all the time, not even go outside. But then folk will break into your house because they figure you got something in there you're trying to hide. Lord, you can't do the work of the ministry in your house. I had somebody tell me years ago, I can serve God in my house. No, you can't. You can do a part of it. But all that he wants you to do, he said, is what go out to all the world. He didn't say go out to all the rooms of your house. He said start in Jerusalem and then the othermost parts of the world. And so how do you do that? Stay in your house? He said fail not to assume yourself unless you got church in your house and people come to have church in your house. Unless you are bedridden, hallelujah, and folk will come and pray with you and for you, that's great. And they will come and have service and read scriptures, or you can go on virtual and be in service in the house. That's good. But God wants you to take the message to somebody.
Hmm.
God wants you to pick up the phone and spend some time, instead of gossiping, spend some time telling somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Tell them about how you were sick and couldn't get out of bed and God touched your body. And now you up cleaning the house. You're up cooking your meal.
Huh?
Up there cooking meals for the next door neighbor and taking it over there.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Won't he do it? Won't he do
God
it?
God is a good God. Yes,
yes he is.
More your
the world body. Is relying on us.
Y'all don't know. But when you live in the God zone, you'll find so many things to do.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you won't worry. Well, when you come to God, he'll tell you so many things you can't do. Well, first start with the things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll find out that you won't have time to do the things you ain't supposed to do because you ain't got time to do it. Because you're so busy doing the things he said to do. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked.
Thank you, Jesus.
Visit the sick.
Yes.
And look. You say, well, I can't do all that. I can't visit the sick. Well, look here. You can give Sister Jones $10 to pay the gas or the car fare so she can go visit the sick for you. She's there. Your spirit, your blessings on her is with her. You may not be able to go to Africa, but you can show support somebody who does.
That's right. That's right.
You may not be able to go to Alaska, but you can support somebody who does. You may not be able to go to the furthest part in this country. to witness, to be an evangelist, but you can support somebody who does. You heard? Do that. Sitting around doing nothing, and well, I'm just serving God, and the devil's laughing. The devil's laughing because how are you serving God by not serving nobody else? You serve God by serving others. You serve God by serving others. And if you don't serve nobody else, but you want to be served, you're not a servant leader. It sounds like you are, what do you call that? A person who always got their hand out.
A moocher. A baby.
You are a
moocher, a beggar,
one of the leech, something that sucks blood, or something that rides for free on the back of somebody else.
Yeah.
You want people to live on faith. I had somebody ask me, that's the reason I'm almost finished, ask me to loan them my rent money. Now, I would only see them once every 3-4 months. They said, I'll give it to you on Friday, back to you on Friday. And I knew they didn't have a job. I'm trying to figure out if they're going to rob a bank on Friday. How are they going to give me my rent money? We'd be sitting out in front of the door on Friday or shortly thereafter because we'd be here from the person. Well, I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Folks have always got their hand out and never given you something. There should be a check in your spirit. What's their motivation? Because you got to look at the spirit that's moving this person. Hallelujah. You got to figure out what zone they living in. They may be in the comfort zone. They want to be comfortable. They want you to be uncomfortable so they can be comfortable. They want to live on faith, but they want to live on your faith. You have faith that they're going to give you the money back, of course. They're not, because they aren't in the God zone. They're either in the twilight zone, the dead zone, or a comfort zone. That's the peaches. I'm going to stop. There's going to be a lot of time. You can add, subtract, multiply, divide.
Mm-mm-mm.
Father God, I thank you for the word, the topic. What zone are you living in? Part 3. We thank you, Lord, that we emphasize.
Thank you, Jesus.
For a reason. Because somebody needs to know.
Thank you, Father.
Where they are living and what they're standing on. Because you're in the twilight zone, the dead zone, or the comfort zone. You're on seeking sand. The only solid rock is the God zone.
Hallelujah. Amen.
In the God zone, you got Christ and you got the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Father.
Father God, we thank you. We praise your name for, hallelujah, what you shared tonight and what you placed in my heart. I thank you for those who heard the word and will heed the word. We thank you, Lord, for the doers of the word, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless them, oh God, and we bless your name, oh God. We ask God that you give signs, wonders, and miracles and blessings to the word shared on today in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Everyone said.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
God bless you, Pastor Pete.
Hallelujah. We thank God for blessing us to and encouraging us to be able to live in the God zone. Hallelujah. So much has been facing us, and especially the last couple of years and all, and some of the things that we've gone through during the pandemic and sometimes different things in this life, Pastor, will make you want to zone out and just fizz out and just
Bluetooth connected.
And, you know, and question things. But when you're standing on Jesus Christ, a solid rock, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the God zone. When you have your hand in his hand, hallelujah, and he covers, he protects. And he garrisons this mind of ours, hallelujah, and keeps us in that God zone. And when we put the word of God in there, that's foremost. That's what keeps us in the God zone. Having that word, keeping the word in our minds and all, because what feeds you in the good times is what's going to feed you in the bad times, is what's going to keep you from going in the twilight zone, in that comfort zone, and the other zone you mentioned, in the dead zone. Hallelujah. The word of God we can stand on. We just praise God for the word, and if anybody wants to accept Jesus Christ in their heart, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We want to stay far away from the dead zone and the twilight zone. And God can keep us from going to the twilight zone and the dead zone and even the comfort zone. Hallelujah. Because we know really it's death in the comfort zone. Hallelujah. And who else can you help while you're in the comfort zone? Hallelujah. God doesn't even want us there. Hallelujah. Sometimes life will make you want to go there, come away from everything and just chill out, just veg out, but that's not God's will. It's his will for us, you know, he gives us a break. Hallelujah. Sometimes, but that's not to go and retreat and stay retreated. Life can make you feel like, you know, I'm just tired. There's just too much craziness out there. But for Christ the solid rock, I say,
yeah.
All other grounds are seeking sand. Hallelujah. We just thank God for the confidence that we have in his word. We know that when we pray, he hears us, and we have confidence that he's answering our prayers. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, hallelujah, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I confess of my sins.
I
ask you to come into my heart and save me.
Save me.
I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If you repeated that prayer, you're a child of God. You're now saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Please drop us a line and give us a call at 410-444-5152 when the broadcast goes on. Hallelujah. If you need a Bible, if you need a communion element, hallelujah, please let us know. Hallelujah. If you can come past the church, if not, we will make some arrangements to get these items to you. We want you to grow in the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And to be able to witness for Jesus. And to be able to share and bring someone else to Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get them away from the dead zone. Get them out of the twilight zone. Hallelujah. God is able. If you'd like to drop us a line in the mail, please address your envelope to RYMM P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. If you'd like to call us after the broadcast goes off, that's 410-444-5152. Thank you, Jesus.
Sing it!
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Come on, got your hands, everybody, like this. Come on.
Like this, y'all. Come on.
Oh, I was going to call you on the phone. Oh, okay. All right. Praise God.